Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
awe. I'm really in awe. I'm sitting here thinking that this whole time you guys have been hearing me. Wow. That's a thing in season. Do you know that? Wow. Morning. Good morning. I was over here really preaching my heart out. You hear me? I really prayed my heart out and preached my heart out on mute this morning. You know what's funny about that, though? Regardless of whether you guys heard me or not, the environment heard. The earth heard me, and the earth is going to have to yield its increase concerning the things I have already placed in. Say that again. Am I hearing myself back on your end?
No, my stuff is just starting to come through. I was trying to reach you to ask you what's going on over there.
Wow. Could you hear the music, though?
No, that stopped about 10 minutes ago.
Wow. Now, what the beauty of this broadcast, Elder, is that it should jump to, I don't know, it should jump to where the conversation begins. It should to where the conversation began. Wow. Literally been on me for all that time. Well, Father, we just thank you, and we'll say what we have to say again. We'll reiterate the things that have already been iterated as best we can, but we give you praise this morning for who you are and for what you have already done. We thank you this morning. These things could almost discourage you, but I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep moving because I've said so much. I've said a lot, and if I didn't understand that the Father doesn't waste anything, if I didn't understand that, I'm like David this morning, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of Yah in the land of God. You know, that's the last thing Father proving us in this season. If we're just not thankful, and if we could just see the thing that he's speaking, if we could just stand and believe for the thing that he's spoken, we would see that thing, you know. Otherwise, the opposite of believing to see it is just fainting, just quitting, just giving up. And, you know, these things happen as a test of our faith, as a test of where we are, you know. When I realized I was on mute, I really was like, you know what? Technical difficulties could happen today because I'm over it, okay? But I believe that the Father is in the press this morning. He's in the press this morning. So, Father, we just give you praise. We give you praise. Today's word is the unlimited God. We spoke about this a little bit the other day, but we're going to delve into it just a little bit more. And one of the keys that we're going to use to unlock some things this morning, as we are still talking about the dark psychology of the 10 spies, because why would anybody have this mentality after all the things that he had done for them and all the things that they had witnessed and seen with their own eyes, not somebody, not some third hand, you know, second hand. This was first hand knowledge that they had of him that they could not wrap their heads around when it came time for them to possess a thing that he was giving them. And this morning, we want to have this key in our hand, in our mouth, in our minds, in our hearts. This is a place that we want to wrap ourselves around just to choke the life out of disbelief this morning, to choke the life out of the crafting of darkness that would come to combat what the Father has already spoken to us, what he's already declared. Giants do fall, contrary to popular belief. If it's something that seems bigger than you and you're thinking, I don't know if that's the Father or if that's me, you know, if it's bigger than you, that's him. Usually he only speaks to us. I've never known a time that he spoke to me about something small. Everything he's even spoken to me was always something bigger than me, bigger than what I had the energy for, bigger than what I thought I could do, you know, bigger than what I had the money for. That's him speaking to you, but it's him that's also behind you and in front of you to pave the way, behind you to push you and in front of you to pave the way for you to accomplish the thing that he's bringing to pass through you. Isaiah 60:13. Holy Spirit, help me to walk back through this thing. Isaiah 60:13. I just want to share the ending part of that verse with you this morning because this is the place This is the place that the Father wants to stand out this morning. He wants you to identify with this revelation so that you can get your sight on the manifestation of it. Because, you know, sometimes things make better sense when you get clarity about a thing, when you can identify the position of a thing, you know, then you can understand some things. So this is what that verse says at the end, verse 13, Isaiah 60:13. It says, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. You know, the Father's always been about the sanctuary. He's all about that. You know, from the time of the children of Israel, he said, let them make me a sanctuary so that I will dwell among them. He's all about the sanctuary. He's all about the environment that he dwells in, that he is. And that you are aware of his person and his purpose and his power in that place, that you will fellowship with him there, that your hands would build, that your hands would fashion and form the place of his sanctuary, of his dwelling. So check this out. It says, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. Now, what is this about? The sanctuary paradigm is what we want to talk about this morning just a little bit. And the Father's desire to increase his sons. I know, you know, we hear about increase and we hear about all these other things and have heard about them for many years. But the reality is the Father really does want to call his sons into a place of increase, because there are some things that only your increase in your mentality, your increase in your physicality, your increase in your financial is going to overthrow this enemy. This is the position of defense that he's bringing you to. So this is the place of defense that he's calling you to, that you might overcome the giants that are in the land. And this is as it was in the days of Noah. We're right in that place, okay? We're right in that place. You know what came to my mind the other day, Elder? The Father began to talk to me about the fact that we are in that time of Noah, because the Bible talks about as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man appears. We got to look at all of the things that that time encompassed. We had to look at the fact that the watchers were in the earth, that there was a release of information and knowledge and technology. There was a desire to contaminate the seed, and a contamination of the seed from plant life to animal life to human life. And actually, Noah and his family at that time were the only ones that had not yet been contaminated, which is why they were chosen. So I want to go back to the place that talks about the perfection, the righteousness. The Father counts righteousness obedience. You understand that? So that doesn't mean that you didn't miss some things before, that you didn't ever cross a line. You know, it just means, again, that the Word says, as it spoke to us through Torah a week ago, I'm not doing this because you're so right, but because wickedness is so dark and because I've chosen you. And you got to understand that position. But understand the second part of what he said, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. This is what he spoke to me this morning. He said, the place of my feet must match the place of my seat. Now, I'm going to repeat that a couple of times because you're going to need to wrap your head around that. You know that the earth is the Father's footstool, and he created the earth to be very specific as a place of rest for his feet, but it's a lot of stuff going on at his feet. A lot of stuff going on at his feet right now, and he's calling the sons to rise in this season. And the devil's been wanting to get a rise out of you, but the rise that you need to give him in this moment, in this season, in this hour, is what happens in verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 60, and we're going to read through it. It says, arise and shine. Yeah, that's the rise he needs to get out of you, the arise, the shine. We're going to get to that. But the place of his feet, matching the place of his seat. And yes, we are still talking about the dark psychology of the 10 spies. We're talking about the mentality that has to be had in order to walk into the promise. We're talking about the mentalities that kept a people from walking in and inheriting the thing that was fought for on their behalf, that they saw with their own eyes. They walked through this thing with their own feet, and they were unable to believe what the Father had done before them. It was unbelievable. This is the moment of the unbelievable. This is the moment of gasping for breath. This is the moment that the sons go from just yesterday, you were in this place, just last month, just a year ago, you were here, and now you're there. How did that happen? The moment of the incredible is upon us. And the Father has declared to me this morning, can a nation be born in a day? Absolutely. Absolutely. The moment that he chose Israel, they were born in a day. He began to go before them. He called them out of a captivity. He fought for them in that captive place. They came out with spoils. Then he sent them on this journey. He went before them, dispossessed lands and adversaries before them, gave them more spoil, built them up in a way that they would have a defense against their enemies around them. And they still could not wrap their heads around this place. I don't know if you got that link that I sent yesterday, but I need you to go look in the episode info section of this conversation and get the link from Pilgrim's Progress. I want you to watch it with your kids, your adult kids and your grandchildren, because your nieces and your nephews, because it's a powerful conversation about how we should be adamant about our stance concerning the thing that the Father has called us to. And once you get your head in this book and take a look at what he's speaking, what he's saying and what he's done, then you'll know what to do in this season. You'll know that you'll have a courage in this season that you never had before. This is about hearing the words first that position you for that courage, for that strength that he's putting upon you by his Spirit, for that grace that you need to run the race, that God's ability to the place of his feet, matching the place of his feet. We know where his feet is. It's in the heavens, and everything about that environment is clean. Everything about that environment is royal. Everything about that environment is a certain way. And he wants the place of his feet to match the place of his feet. This is the purpose that you're in the earth. This is the purpose of your being. The purpose of your person is to make the place of his feet, which is the earth, match the place of his seat. This is why the word declares that the sons should ask for the nations for an inheritance. Hello? And the ends of the earth for possession. Because when you inherit something, if you are mature, you know, the Bible talks about tutors and governors for the childish. You know, you're not able to come into that inheritance yet because you're childish. And so in that childish state, the inheritance belongs to you. You are rightful heir to it, but you've got to come into the mature place in order to handle the things of this inheritance, right? And so we know that we've inherited the earth that he created, that it belongs to him, and the fullness thereof, everything that's in it belongs to him. And there's a responsibility as a manager, as an inheritor, as a son, that he's looking to us to finish some work, you know, through our creativity, through innovation, through manifesting the things that he's called us to. Father, we declare peace in our environments this morning, that this earth might go forth with power and with strength. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for that strength and for that power. Yep, I am. Thank you, Shannon. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning and we give you praise. We thank you and we give you praise. Father, we give you glory for what you've already done in the earth. We thank you for the things that you've already established from the beginning. If we just simply go back to the beginning of things, we'll know what it is that you have for us and what your desire is for us in this moment. We're not looking for the answer. We're walking into the answer. We are the walking answers in the earth. And so you're bringing to us these revelations, these understandings that already are within us. They're not outside of us. They're in us. By your Spirit leading us and guiding us into the truth of everything that you're speaking to us. You're going to speak through us. You're going to move through us by your power to accomplish the tasks that are meant to be accomplished, that your kingdom would come, that your will be done in the earth, hallelujah, as it is in the heavens. We thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory for what you've already spoken, for what you've already declared from the heavenly place, for what's already written in your books. We thank you that this is the time of the reset. This is the time of the Genesis. This is the time of the do it again. This is the time of Noah. This is the time of us growing up as the body into the head and us growing up into what the head is doing. You sent your son before us to give us an example of how to live, of how to be, of how to move. And Father, we give you glory for that example being a shining example of an express image of who you are, and for us being those that will follow the example to become what he was in the earth, so that we can be all that we should be, to manifest and to to increase and to have dominion, hallelujah, to have to operate in the replenishing anointing that you've given us, to operate in the spirit of innovation and creation that you have given us, that you have partnered with us in this hour to accomplish these things. It's just absolutely more than words could say. It's absolutely amazing. We understand that the fight that we've been in, that the trial, that the test has been all about the announcement of who you are in us, of who we are in the earth, and that darkness is seeking to try to overcome the light. But the word declares that that's not so, that the light exposes the darkness and the darkness doesn't comprehend it. We thank you this morning that it's not as it was in the cartoons where it looked like darkness was winning against the light. It's not that at all. It's not darkness overthrowing the light. It's the sun's rising and shining in this moment because our light has come and your doings have risen upon us. There's something for us to do and we want to get it done. Hallelujah. We want to get it done. We want to do it just as you have declared it to us. We know that something is happening on the inside. And that's what's going to determine what happens on the outside of us. It's the power that's working in us. That's the exceeding and abundant. That's that transformer, the exceeding and abundant place where things begin to flourish and excel in a way that causes men to cover their mouths. We thank you this morning, Father. And we call it done. We call it done. And we say it is so. You know, the test is about our outcome today. The test is about our outcomes. And in order to get it, this is what the Father said to me as I was waking up this morning. In order to get to it, you'll have to get through it. You understand what I'm saying? I was battling some things for the last week or so. You know, it's like the adversary attacked my mouth when I began to expose his hand. You know, there was an attack. There was a swelling. There were things going on with me. And, you know, even now as I'm speaking, I feel the residual of that. It's still decreasing. It's still going in another place. It's moving, but I still feel the residual of it, you know. But I'm not in pain. My jaw is not as swollen as it was, you know. But I was battling. I was being fought. And I really, in a moment, begin to consider, am I doing something wrong, Father? Because if you show me what it is, you know I'll correct it. I begin to talk to him about that thing because naturally our inclination is to check ourselves, and that's a good position to be in. So we need to understand that when we are following him, that we are going to have a fight on our hands. There's a war going on. There's a war going on, and the enemy's desire is to send us in a different direction by persuading us that something is what it is not, by deceiving us into believing that what we see is all that there is. And the reality is that healing was mine before it began to take place. It was just a matter of me tapping in. And I felt relief throughout this week and a half. I felt the relief of God, and I feel it even now. And yesterday, there were some more processes I was going through, you know, and I was like, wow, what are these things? But there are new things that he's given me to do. And so the body is undergoing its transformation. It's undergoing its transition. You know, when you have a detox, detox is not bad in and of itself. But your body may feel some negative things. It may feel some things that send you in a different direction. If you're not careful, you'll stop doing what you're doing and go back to your toxicity because it was more comfortable toxic than it is to come into the place of non-toxicity. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, this thing is bigger than us. I want to read Isaiah chapter 60. I want to start at the top this morning. Elder, if you have something to say, please feel free to jump in. I appreciate you this morning for alerting me. I am thankful for people that will not just stand by and listen or watch and say, well, I don't know what's going on, and keep it moving. But they will alert the watchman. They will alert the watchman.
Amen.
Yeah, they will alert the watchman. Okay. Father, we thank you this morning for Prophet Vontina and for you just giving her a grace in the season to go through what she's going through. We thank you this morning for your grace as she's handling these life-changing situations. We thank you that she knows that you're with her this morning and that she'll get through this place that she's in. She'll get through it, and she'll come through it with flying colors. Her heart will be well as she's moving through this place to get to the next place. We thank you for it even now, and we declare it so. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 13. Yeah, let's get there. Thank you, Father. Oh, I just wanted to send her a little message back. Isaiah chapter 60, starting at verse 1. And we still talk about the psychology of the giving the foundation that we need to identify with these different spirits, because that's what it actually is. You know, the world has been really good at throwing people in places and throwing away the key, deeming them as something because they didn't have the answer to what they had become. They didn't have the answer to what they had become. You know what the Father revealed to me the other day? It was so amazing. When he was talking about as it was in the days of Noah, he took me to NASA, you know. And the reality is that men are still trying to build the tower. Because, see, we think that the tower is a building where bricks are being built and there's a, you know, a height that's trying to be reached with the tower. Well, we have skyscrapers, so that couldn't be what it's talking about, right? It's not what it's talking about. It's talking about a positioning. It's talking about a potential overthrow, and that could only happen not because you're building something into the clouds. That's not even possible. You won't even reach that far. But it's because what you're building is attempting to overthrow what has already been established. And he took me to NASA, and he talked about how people have been shooting things up into the air all these years and telling these lies about where they've gone and where they've been to try to bend the minds of the people to make them think that they have an authority that they don't have. So we have access to these places. We have access, you know, and when you look upon these people, you're like, oh, wow, they went to the moon? Wow. He said, they're still trying to build the tower. They're still trying to overthrow me. They're still trying to craft this witchery, twist things to make it appear as something that it's not. But guess what? Isaiah chapter 60 gives us what we should be doing to make the Father's feet, the place of his feet, look like the place of his sitting, his seat. It says, arise and shine. And I said this before, but I believe it bears repeating. The enemy is looking to get a rise out of you in this season. Do you know how many times I almost came to tears in the last week and a half just dealing with this situation? You know, the times that I just wanted to walk into the bathroom just to cry. I couldn't even muster up the tears to do it because I remember something as a child that the Father said to me. He said, never let the devil see you sweat. Man, that thing has stuck with me. You know, that thing has stuck with me my whole life. My whole life is stuck with me. Never let the devil see you sweat. Wow. So even when I desired or I felt like I needed to cry, I just was uncomfortable. I wasn't in any major pain necessarily, but the discomfort of the position, you know, it made me want to cry. You know, growing is hard. Growing pains are not easy. It's not a simple thing. It's not an easy task. It may make you feel like crying, but you just got to face that. You know what? I feel like crying right now, Father. I don't know what you want me to do, but I tell you what I want to do. I want to sit here and I want to cry for a minute because I don't know the direction I need to go in. But the Father's saying, you don't have to cry. I got you. I'm before you and I'm behind you and I'm on every side protecting you, guarding you. I am the shield. I am your great reward. This is what he told, you know, Abraham. He said, I am your exceeding great reward. I'm your shield and your buckler, your exceeding great reward. Listen, you don't lack for anything. You don't need anybody to fight for you. You don't need an army, because I am that army, and the host that I have with me fights on your behalf. Man, it says arise and shine. That's the rising we need to be doing. For thy light is come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee. It says this, for behold, that means look. And I'm going to say something to you in just a moment that the Father spoke to me the other day as I'm looking at these commas. For behold, look, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but Yah shall arise upon thee. This is the moment of the rising sun. This is giving us the what the environment looks like upon the rising. This is giving us the definition for the timing of the rising of sun. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This is the information that we need to understand, the season of the rising of the sun. It gives some stipulations here. It says, the glory, the doings of Yah have risen upon you. Your light has come. The darkness shall cover the earth. These are indicators of your rise. If you're looking at darkness in your job, if you're looking at darkness in your family, if you're looking at darkness in the earth, there are things that agitate your spirit. There are things that make you angry. There are things that vex you, that make you sad. These are things that you're being called to be something. Be something about it. Yeah. Be something about it. You understand? He said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Tell Channing Granny, say, be quiet because I'm online. Good morning. And gross darkness the people. It says here, but Yah shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee. This is the schedule. This is our timing. This is our season. When we see gross darkness covering the people, and I know you see that, when you see darkness being a blanket for the earth, and you see that, right? He said, that's the time of your rising. You know, the word talks about darkness not comprehending the light. Darkness never is able to overthrow light, because anytime the light comes on, darkness has to flee. It has to. There are no options. We're talking about casting out devils. We're talking about dealing with witchcraft and the spirit of darkness. Darkness responds to the spirit of the Father. It responds to light, you know. It responds to light. It responds to the sons of light. And I don't know if you guys got that link, but you need to go find it in yesterday's broadcast for the Pilgrim's Progress. You need to look at that. You need to watch it. It's a powerful conversation about some things. Powerful conversation. It says, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. This is the position the Father was putting his sons in when he was dealing from the beginning with Adam. This is the position he was putting his sons in when he began to deal with Noah. This is the position he was putting his sons in when he began to deal with the children of Israel. And when he dealt with Abraham, when he dealt with Isaac, when he dealt with all of them before, this was about the Gentiles coming to that light. You'll notice that they dealt with Gentiles, and the Gentiles often thrust them out, or they were afraid. And it wasn't an army of them yet. It wasn't millions of them yet. But there were people that were afraid of Abraham because of his wealth, because of who he were. There were people that were afraid of his son Yitzchak, his son Isaac. Said, you have too much. Get some in the midst of us. They were horrified. They were backfilling the wells that he dug. And Isaac, his son, came and redug those places out and even found new sources, new streams. Man, I'm hearing some business conversations in this thing this morning. There's a reason why he wants you well physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially, because these are all levels of defense against your adversary. See, when you're well in your body, you can identify your enemy and go after. You can be like David, shall I pursue? You know that you have what it takes.
Hello, what happened? Oh. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Apostle, are you still there?
Hello, what happened? That morning chant. But we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it tomorrow because I can only do a broadcast today. So this one went south. We'll come back to it tomorrow. Yeah. We will come back to it tomorrow. So I'll play the music on out. I don't know if they can still hear me.
No, nothing's coming over.
But if nothing's coming in on your end, then they can't hear a thing.
No, I got on the, I'm on the phone and the website.
Yeah, on the line and on.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to it tomorrow. We'll come back to it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just like it's.
Wait a minute.
We'll come back to it. You just came back in.